You heard all that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll explain more about it, more to you what it is. Came across a school and they said, if you want 30 minutes of a free 30-minute phone call, we'll pay you $20 for it.
Huh.
To have it recorded. And I said,
nothing wrong with that.
No. That's free money to me.
And they, are you at school?
Actually, no. I came to see Daryl in Panama City.
Oh, are you?
I'm in Panama City right now. So.
You didn't go to New Orleans today, huh?
No. Oh, I wish I would have been there, though. That was a great game, wasn't it?
I didn't see the last of it. I had left, but I knew they was ahead when I left the house.
They've been known to drop those leads. We watched it all the way through, and it was great.
Did Dampier ever foul out?
No. No one on State's team ever fouled out.
Oh.
Well, Dampier was until... Well, they pulled him out right at the end of the game.
I bet old Patino was sick.
Yes. He was hot on a lot of plays.
Oh.
But it was a great game.
So you down in Panama City?
Actually, we're leaving tomorrow. Me and Celeste are down here visiting Daryl and his wife.
Yeah.
And their daughter. And we spent a few days in the cold down here.
Oh, how cold did it get down there?
Well, the first day we got here, the highs was in the 30s.
Uh-oh.
And then today the highs were in the about mid-50s.
Yeah.
So it was getting a little bit better.
I think that's what it got here. But it sure, that wind sure was cold the last two or three days.
Mm-hmm.
Awful cold.
But it hasn't been bad now. Tomorrow should be real beautiful. We're heading to Birmingham tomorrow.
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go start apartment hunting.
Yeah.
I guess Papa just told you he got the job in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he had told you by now.
Yeah. You're not going to spend any time at home then this week, eh?
No, probably won't. Actually, a friend of mine's got a job interview in New Orleans for Entergy.
Uh-huh.
Owns MP&L there and NOPSI and LP&L.
Mm-hmm.
He's going down there, and he really doesn't care about the interview too much, so we're going to go down there. They gave him a free hotel room, so we're going to go down there and have fun with him.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it as my last spring break, so.
You better be careful down there. That's getting dangerous just like Jackson is.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of good I'm moving to a city that's not high in crime, I guess.
Well, try to pick out a good, safer area, though, if you can.
Oh, definitely. That's mm-hmm. Celeste's going to help. That's what Celeste's going to be around to help me find a good place to live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've been already told where to live inside Birmingham, and they've told me some good spots about where to look.
Yeah.
I'm just more or less going to look in those places.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll have my hands full looking in those places by itself. So we're probably going to have two and a half days.
Yeah.
Well, to look in Birmingham for an apartment.
Yeah.
And if I have to come back, I have to come back.
Yeah. Mama told you that, as far as I know, I'm going with her to Disney World.
She sure did. That's good.
Unless something comes up, I'm planning on it.
You'll have fun in Disney World.
I hope so.
Bring your walking shoes.
I've got to get out and start walking so I can hold out. I haven't got walking yet. I've just got to.
Robert will run you ragged, too. He'll want to go everywhere.
Yeah, he's been playing soccer and basketball and now starting softball. He ought to be running all day.
Mm-hmm.
So... I don't know about Anthony, though.
I'm not sure what Anthony's playing right now.
He's not. Bob told me the other night he didn't sign him up yet. He's going to let him play some of them city teams or something if he wanted to play.
Oh, basketball?
Not basketball, baseball.
Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that he wouldn't want to play. He's turned out to be a pretty good player.
He'd be a good basketball player if he'd get in and try.
Yeah. I mean, I play with him at the house, and whenever I go home, and yeah, he's got the good makings of a great basketball player.
If
he would just practice and play.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's not through growing yet.
No, he's gonna. I don't know. You probably haven't seen him in a while, right up next to me.
Yeah.
He's almost less than an inch shorter than me.
Huh.
He's almost got me. Yep. He definitely got me a shoe size. I think he's wearing a size 13
shoe.
And
what do they say? A good understanding? No, good foundation. That's what they call
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
good foundation. Well, how's Celeste doing in school?
Oh, well, she's co-oping right now.
Oh, that's South right.
Fire. So she's making the money now.
Oh, making some money.
And all the headaches go along with it.
Yep, can't have one without the other, usually.
No.
What you taking this time?
Just three classes. I'm in grad school now, so.
Yeah.
But I will be walking. I forgot the times and everything. Oh, I do know the date. You can mark this down on your calendar, which day I'm going to be walking.
Walking for what?
To get my diploma up here at Starville.
Oh, okay.
It's May 10th.
May 10th.
I remember right, it was 1:30 p.m.
What day is that on, Sunday?
Friday. It's Friday.
May 10th at what, 1:30?
1:30.
Okay.
So I don't know how y'all want to do it. I'll talk to Papa and see if Papa probably may come up to. I don't know how they're gonna do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if they want to stay in a hotel room the night before, or they want to make the drive all the way up here.
Well,
the day
can
of.
Come this far and then get up there in plenty of time.
That's true. I guess he can come the night before or go to Jackson, and it wouldn't be far for y'all to go there. I don't know who's all coming from Gulfport though.
Oh.
My grandma and I think my aunt said she wanted to come.
Oh, an aunt.
Yeah. And if pretty much if anybody from Jackson wants to come, it's I don't have to have you. There's not a limit on how many per family or anything like that.
I don't know if Diane can be out of school or not.
Probably not. They don't get out to the end of May.
I doubt if Justin would either, but Claudia, unless she just come without him. The kids here are out on spring holidays this week too. Lauren's gone to Breckenridge to ski.
Really?
Yeah, her church group, age group, and Paige is gone, leaving in the morning, I think, for Pigeon Forge up by Dollywood.
Oh, okay. That was skiing too?
I don't know if that's going to ski or not. But Diane and Jimmy went to Branson, Missouri. So they're gone in three directions. And
really?
Guess where the dog is?
At your place.
At my place.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Nobody's home.
That's right. They all somebody said, well, why didn't you go with them? And I said, I wasn't invited. They said, well, I guess that's a good reason. I said, I was asked if I was going to be busy, and could I keep the dog? So I did. Were you excited over your job?
Oh, I was. Celeste can tell you how excited I was over that. I have been very excited over that.
Well, good.
After I got back from my interview with Alabama Power, and I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt if they offered the job to me, I wanted it. I was going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up doing it in 2 days.
I told Aunt Sybil that where you was going to work, and she just had a fit. But I knew TJ would get a good job.
Oh, I'm proud of it. I definitely am. And I don't know if Papa told you how much they offered me, but it was a good amount of money, too. That was another reason.
Yeah, he said more than you thought was offered in Kansas City is all he said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
Not much more, but a little bit more.
Well.
But still, I would have, the one in Kansas City, was they were paying a pretty good bit, too.
But it was a lot outside, wasn't it?
This one, the job will be?
No, the one in Kansas City.
Actually, no. It was all of it was inside.
Oh, what?
Which is one reason I didn't like it.
Oh.
It was a tie job, too. I'd have to wear a tie every day.
Yeah.
And it was like working for an engineering firm. I mean, it was an engineering firm, so it's like working for a firm, basically.
Yeah.
And a big firm. So I didn't really want to get into that.
How's Dare on them doing?
They're doing good down here.
Well, good.
Just got him a new dog down here, a little something to play around with their a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Did I tell you
Shane Parker got married? He went out of the golf thing, and he's in, he got out of the golf program, and he's working at, Cape Canaveral, where the missiles take off.
What, can you find out the name of the golf course he's working at?
He's not working there now.
But he was working at a golf course in that area, right?
Yeah, I'll see if I can. I see his grandma and them all the time. And I know his mom and him. You know, they used to live here behind me. Why?
But
is he wanting to move?
What's Shane's last name?
Parker.
Daryl. Did you know a Shane Parker?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Daryl worked at that course. He lives, you remember before we went to Jackson, there's my grandma,
mm-hmm.
Grandma down there, he lives catty corner behind her.
Cool.
So my grandma's been knowing her.
He's living down there though now.
He's in Orlando now?
He's working at Cape Canaveral.
He's working at Cape
with
Canaveral.
With the missile things, yeah.
He's working out
satellite things.
No, she said he's out of the golfing business.
Shane?
Mm, got married and out of the golfing business, now working for Cape Canaveral itself. Yeah?
Yeah, that's where he went.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I can
fun.
Get his address, though, if he wants me to.
Okay.
I probably got it. I got a thank you note from him. I'll see if I can find it and send it to you.
Okay. Can you hold on a second? I think Celeste wants to talk to you a second.
Okay.
Sounds thrilled about it. She sounds thrilled she wants to talk to you. She's okay.
Hey. Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right. If you ever get some spring weather around here.
Oh, I know it. Wouldn't it be nice?
Did y'all get snow a week or two ago?
Well, the past couple of days, we just got a lot of flurries. We didn't, nothing to stick, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't cold enough to stick, but Friday it was snowing really hard, but it just wouldn't stick.
I believe that's the morning. It's kind of halfway. No, it was Thursday morning here. It was about half sleet and a little bit of snow floating around. But I think Bob said, it seemed like Bob said it's flurried a little bit even on the coast.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And all, but didn't do enough to do anything.
Yeah, those past couple of days we had some flurries, but it just didn't stick.
Yeah. What day did y'all go down there?
We left Friday when I got off work.
Oh, okay.
And then we're leaving in the morning to go back to Birmingham.
I wonder how long it takes to drive that distance.
And TJ said probably it's going to take us about 5.5 hours.
Oh, okay.
So we'll probably stop and eat lunch and then head on the rest of the way back up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going, since Linda don't drive, I've been informed that I'm going to drive to Disney World.
Oh, okay.
You think I'll make it with Bob Robert and Anthony in the car?
Yeah, I think you can. You may have to stop and take a couple of breaks every now and then. But
I was buying up some snack stuff. Somebody said, "What you getting all that for?" I said, "So when I get two rambunctious grandsons gets too loud, I'll give them something to tell them to stuff their mouth."
That's right. When are y'all leaving?
We're not going. Linda, I think, set it up for Easter Sunday.
Okay, that's right. I forgot TJ told me that.
Well, Bob said the other night, he called, I don't know if it was Thursday night or Friday night, he called and he said that Linda and Stephanie had it all planned out, but I don't know where she was. She'd gone back in the bedroom to read to Bob Robert or something. He said she'd already settled down, so I didn't ask him to let me talk to her.
Oh, okay.
But I figured they'd have it all lined out, so I'd just sit back and pack my suitcase and go to the coast.
And enjoy the ride and enjoy the trip.
Yeah, I hope. I hope it's warm but not too hot.
Oh, I hope it's warm by then, too.
Yeah.
I hope y'all have a good time.
I hope so. I hadn't been. The last time I went down there, TJ was 3 years old.
Ooh.
Bob and Linda and Esther and me went, and we took TJ.
Okay.
When he was three.
Okay, so how have you been doing?
Doing fine.
That's good.
I had that old flu or something we could do after Christmas.
But you did.
I got over it about in time. Well, I was just getting the feeling good when the ice storm came.
Okay.
And and all of that come in on us, and we had to not use the water for cooking and drinking and that kind of stuff. And I had some frozen pipes and all that junk. And Paige come. That Thursday, first day they were predicting it was gonna freeze, everything's gonna freeze and the roads ice over. She called and she could she bring some friends as far as my house, because they afraid that if Hines out there, the electricity went off, they'd all have to go over to the gym to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama, can I bring some friends? And when it wound up, it was her and nine more college students.
Ooh.